An elaborate funeral will be held this Friday for Hugo Chavez, the firebrand socialist who took over in oil-rich Venezuela 14 years ago. Vice President Nicolas Maduro will lead the country until elections can be held sometime in the next 30 days. But Chavez never groomed a successor, and he was a one-man show in Venezuela. What happens now in a country so dominated by one leader for so long? Nathan Crooks, Caracas Bureau Chief for Bloomberg News, joins us from the Venezuelan capital. And Nathan, you and your colleagues are reporting that what's ahead for Venezuela is political infighting and political unrest, not a smooth transition?
Well, it's still early here, and we're going to see exactly what happens. The main point we were trying to make, I think, is that, like you said, Chavez was a one-man show and had a lot of cabinet reshuffles, and he never let anyone get as much power as he did. And if anyone got close to him, he'd reshuffle things a bit. That being said, when Chavez announced in December that he was going back for more cancer treatment in Cuba, he did throw his support behind Vice President Nicolas Maduro, and Maduro was, in the end, the successor that Chavez chose.
Nathan, as you've said, Chavez concentrated power in his own hands. He was also criticized for suppressing human rights, although it's said that he was not quite a dictator. Is it expected that the next president will rule much the same way Chavez did?
There's people that are saying all kinds of things. The current scenario that most people are working with, most people expect Nicolas Maduro to be the government's candidate to run in elections, and most people at this point are expecting him to win. But we're going to have to see how Maduro acts. He's taken a pretty tough tone so far, pretty much following in the steps of Chavez. So a lot of people were saying, wow, Maduro's kept this tone up, but others are saying, well, it's only because he's in election mode. So I imagine his first priority, if he wins elections, would be to keep unity within the government's party, and then we'll see what kind of a tone he decides to take after that.
Chavez was cheered by many poor Venezuelans because he gave them free housing and health care, and he cut Venezuela's poverty rate in half. Will the next leader be able to sustain that focus and that success rate?
It's going to be tough. Venezuela has some very big economic problems they're going to have to deal with. Oil production has been kind of stagnant. Inflation, they have one of the highest inflation rates in the world. They just devalued. So I'm sure that, you know, that was a big part of Chavez's support base, and I'm sure that will continue to be fundamental to their plan, but they're going to have to figure out a way to do that because they have some pretty big problems they're going to have to address.
Venezuela has great oil wealth. You know, places like Antigua and Cuba depend on it, on that oil, and so does a low-cost home heating oil company here in Boston, led by former Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy. Does the U.S. have a similar dependence overall on Venezuelan oil? And could the supply be threatened with this political changeover?
Well, I mean, the U.S. is increasing its own production of oil and natural gas, so the U.S. is becoming less and less dependent on any one source.
Right.
That being said, Venezuela is one of its biggest suppliers. Despite all of the political rhetoric between the two countries, the oil relationship was never interrupted. Venezuela has been trying to expand its base of customers and has really increased its shipments to China. But so far, there's been no reports of any problems with oil infrastructure because of Chavez's death. Petavesa, the state-owned oil company, has said that everything's normal. So Venezuela's challenge is going to be maintaining current production and increasing production because of their new commitments to China.
In terms of politics and the election, it sounds like things are very much in flux in Venezuela. Is that what it feels like to you from the capital?
Yeah, I think everyone is still in a state of shock. I mean, it hasn't even been 24 hours yet. Of course, everyone knew that Chavez was sick and that this was, you know, many people were expecting this outcome, but it's still a very big shock when it actually happens. So it's very calm here. I think a lot of people, when the initial news broke, were scared that there might be some kind of riots or demonstrations. There were sporadic reports of incidents, but nothing widespread. And today the feeling is very calm. They brought Chavez's body out of the military hospital earlier, and they're currently parading it through the streets to take it to the military academy. And state television is showing images of what appears to be thousands or tens of thousands of people lining the route. So the atmosphere is still very calm. There's people asking a lot of questions. To the best of our knowledge, Nicolas Maduro has still not yet been sworn in as interim president. The state media is still referring to him as vice president. So there's a lot of constitutional questions that are still need to be answered in how this transition will occur. But as of right now, most people, I think, are going to be focused on this mourning period and the funeral, which will happen on Friday.
Nathan Crooks is Caracas Bureau Chief for Bloomberg News. Nathan, thank you.